Blog Talk Radio. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Don F. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We have an exciting show for you tonight. And it is Friday. It is December the 19th, 2014. Like anybody didn't know it was 2014. And have a happy and safe Friday to everybody out there. And I want you to be careful out there because it's Friday night, and I want you to drive safe, and I want you to be careful so that you can come back every Friday and listen to my great show. You can catch my show at 7 p.m. Central, p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. in California, and 6 p.m. in Arizona. And I don't know what time it is in Mexico and Canada and Europe. I am all over the world because I am on Blog Talk Radio, the largest internet radio network in the world. Ooh, I like that, in the world. This show is brought to you with financial support from listeners just like you. And if you want to support the show or get any of my great books, I want you to go to www.dsmpublications.net and hit the donation button. I always say button. I don't know what it is. The donation button. And support my great work, and you'll be helping me out and all the people that I support, and I'm even buying a billboard to help the homeless. So I got to get your support. This first segment is brought to you by Day Spa 664. They are a mobile hotel service, and they bring the relaxation to you in your private room. But they only service major hotels in the Chicago area, downtown. So if you want to reach me, you can reach me and listen to the show at 347-633-9376, or you can email me at McClureDonS@yahoo.com, or DonSMcClure@AOL.com, or DonSMcClure@DSMpublications.net, where you can find all of my fascinating and wonderful books. I mean, it is so nice to be here with you guys. And we have reached 26,840 listeners, and we are growing. And that's a heck of a lot of people to listen to me on a Friday. I want to send some extreme thank yous out to all my fans and supporters and sponsors. So let's get a few shouts out before we start our show. I always have to do that because I'm constantly getting more and more listeners, and I really like it. That's a little buzz tone that we got. To my special girl, Rhea, I know you are listening in her favorite chair, so I know that's a good thing. And to Nina, who just bought a children's board game, and she is my favorite, and she has two little boys that are darling. So I wanted to send a shout out to her because she said she's still going to throw snowballs at me for saying that on the radio last week, so she's going to keep her promise. Her words are, I got you. That's funny. She sounds like my maid. I'm going to get you, Mr. McClure. I'm going to get you. I like when my maid talks. To my listeners, to Gwen in Chicago, who's new, who owns a daycare. She sent me some photos of what the kids did in her school. Oh, that is so, so nice. I like that. To Marcy, who is listening in Chicago. She's new to the adventures of my life, so I want to welcome her into my show. To my girl, Dale, who I hope is getting better as the days go by. She is always listening to my show, and I can't do without her listening. So, Dale, I know you're getting stronger, and a big shout out to you. To Debbie Thomas, who purchased a board game for her grandson, and he's going to love it. I think it's Kali, and he's going to really enjoy that. And to all those who purchased books and ordered my children's board games and everything that I create, which is called Santa Claus versus the Aliens, A Christmas Wish, and to all my new listeners who helped make me make my goal of fans and supporters who make up our new numbers of 26,840. I mean, I just can't keep growing, man. So I hope I did not miss anybody. But if I did, blame it on my head, which is hard sometimes, and not my heart, which is always soft. Oh, my God, I am just a sweetie beady. I like that word. My sister says, what the heck is a sweetie beady? So let's get the show started after a quick PSA, and then we're going to talk about our subject matter tonight. We are talking about words and how we use them. Sometimes we use them for good. Sometimes we use them for bad. Sometimes we say things when we're angry, and sometimes we want to get our point across. But we're going to talk about words, a single, distinct, meaningful element of speech or writing used with others or sometimes alone to form a sentence and typically show with a space on either end of the perimeters when you're typing it online. Now, I didn't write that one. That's the dictionary. But anyway, you listen to The Great Show on Friday, and I am Don S. McClure, and I am enjoying my group. And tonight, we've got some dynamic music to play. So let me get this PSA going. And then when we come back, we'll be ready to start the show and talk about our words and play some real dynamic music. So let me find this PSA that I got to play first. I'm looking through my board. I must need my glasses on.
It's our last errand today, Jimmy. Just need to pick up some light bulbs.
Whoa, there's so many. Did Grandma tell you which ones to buy?
No, but check out the label on this package. It'll help us find the right bulbs.
Does it really matter?
Well, sure. The new light bulbs use a lot less energy, so we save money on our electric bill by using an energy-saving incandescent, CFL, or LED.
How about this bulb?
Now, let's see. We need to replace the 60-watt bulbs in our bedside lamps. That one is 800 lumens, so it should do the trick.
I've never heard of lumens.
Lumens tell us how bright the light is. The more lumens, the brighter the bulb.
You know, Grandpa, you're a pretty bright guy.
Yeah, you're pretty smart yourself, Jimmy.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov. That's energysavers.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Energy.
And you know, every time I play that, I think about his grandmother. I wonder if she was in the dark at some point and she learned so much about light bulbs. That's funny. You know how you have Throwback Thursday on the internet and you're always talking on Facebook, you're showing pictures of old throwback stuff? Well, actually, I'm going to play a throwback song that I like. And actually, I was looking at the video to this song, and it was so amazing because it's a guy that's at the club, like most guys do, and he sees this girl he wants to talk to. And the girl keeps telling him, I got a man. And he keeps saying, well, what's that got to do with me? And she say, I got a man. And I like that track. So I was in the grocery store the other day, and a guy was trying to talk to this girl, and she said the same thing, except for she threw some tomatoes at him. She said, I got a man. Oh, man, I like that track. Anyway, let me get the track playing before we get into the show. And we're going to Throwback Friday with I Got a Man by a guy named Positive K. And so for you ladies that's got a man, tell them other guys, back up. Go away. Turn it down. Don't turn it up.
Kind of pretty with a girl like you doing in this rough city.
I'm just here trying to have my own way.
Yeah. smoking your man's Pee Wee Herman.
I got a question to ask you, truth. Are you a chef? Cause it keeps feeding me soup.
You know what they say about those who sweat themselves. You might find yourself by yourself. I'm not waiting because I'm no waiter. So when I blow up, don't try to kick it to me later.
All them girls must got you gas.
And when they see a good thing, they don't let it pass.
Well, that's okay, you see if that's their plan. Cause for me, I already got a man.
What's your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that, see?
I got a man.
What's your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that. What am I? Some crab inmate that just came home from jail sweating you for a date. I don't want no beef, I just want to get together.
Now, you talking? Psh, whatever.
We can't have nothing.
It all depends.
Well, if we can't be lovers, then we can't be friends.
Well, then I guess it's nothing.
Well, hey, I think you're bluffing.
Well, I'm a call my man.
Well, I can get a ragamuffin. You better catch a flashback, remember, I'm not crabbing it. You know my style, but I'm not having it.
All I remember is, excuse me, miss, you can't get a girl like me with a line like this.
Well, look, I treat you good.
My man treats me better.
I talk sweet on the phone.
My man writes love letters.
I'll tell you that I want you and tell you that I care.
My man says the same, except he's sincere.
Well, I'm clean cut and dapper, that's what I'm about.
My man bought me things and he takes me out.
Well, you can keep your man, cause I don't go that route. Like a turbo booster. You won't love and you don't have to ask when. Your man's a headache, I'll be your aspirin. All confusion, you know, I'll solve them.
I got a man.
You got a what? How long you had that problem? What's your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that, see?
I got a man.
What's your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that.
I got a man.
Hey, yo, baby, put up and down, no preservatives, the
additives.
I told you I'd treat you right.
I
got
come
a on, man. Now, ain't no future front.
I'm not.
Man, that's a trip. And what's so funny about that is, if you watch the video, I mean, it was five or six girls telling this guy, I got a man, so leave me alone. Man, that was a trip. And I told a friend of mine I was going to play that on my show, and my producer said, what the heck? But that was back then doing kitten play. Tonight, we're talking about the words. Well, we're actually talking about words, how we use them. A single, distinct, meaningful element of speech or writing used with others. Or sometimes in my actual show, my mic cut off. I can't believe that. Man, maybe I shouldn't have played that track. I got a man. But anyway, the show is doing pretty good. We just had a small glitch in it. Something happened to our soundboard. But anyway, listen, we're talking about the word. We're talking about words. I don't know. Maybe it's too much tea. To choose and use particular words in order to say or write something of value or opinion, to describe a person or subject, to explain your feelings, either good or bad in your eyes. There's an old saying, choose your words carefully, for they may be your last. And what they're talking about is, it could be the last part of your relationship. It could be the last part of something at your job. And they're telling you to choose your words carefully. And why are we talking about that? Because a lot of times we post stuff, we say stuff, we even indicate that we feel a certain way, and we use words, and sometimes we use them in the wrong sentences, the wrong context. And in an argument, it's always best to consider what you're about to say. And that's what words can do to you. How many times have we used words to express our feelings towards someone? Words have always been the foundation to give understanding and to write down a lasting memory. For without words, we would have no means of communication between one another. You can't express your true love and desire without words. Sometimes I guess you could use sign language. The thing about words, think about it before you say them. You want to meet somebody, you don't want to meet somebody, you're going to give your word. You remember when people say it, if you give your word, you got to mean what you say. It's like a handshake, but it's verbal. So I want you to think about that. I want you to think about what we're talking about tonight, words, how we use them toward each other, actually. Whether it's our children, whether it's our boyfriends, husbands, girlfriends. So I want you to think about that when I play this next track. It's by Al Green. It's called Let's Stay Together. And he's got a lot of words in this song. And I like Brother Al Green. So think about that, how you use words on a daily basis to the people you communicate with. And I hope sometimes they're very soft, very intimate, very fun, exciting. All those different things that help you express what you feel. Talk about some words. I like that. I'm so in love with you. Now think about when you say that word love to people. I hope that you really mean it. And the thing is about words, like I said, it's at the point that you use those to explain your feelings, either good or bad, in your eyes. And I wonder sometimes, do we even consider what we say before we say it? Like in that one, Al Green was saying, let's stay together. And so if you listen to those words, it was like, hey, I'm so in love with you. I like that, man. I'm going to take me some singing lessons. Woo! My producer looked at me tonight. He said, I don't know what you played that I got a man for. I say, I don't know. I just wanted to throw back Thursday and do a throwback on Friday. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show. The number is 347-633-9376. That's the number you could call and listen in. And my board is lit up with blue lights, which means a lot of people are calling in. And I really like that. And I'm glad you're enjoying my show. We had a couple of little technical difficulties, but we're back on track. Let me get to a track called Happy Feeling. Do I really want to play that? I think I'm going to play something else. Tonight is just all messed up. I've been drinking too much tea. I found a couple of tracks that I wanted to play. I am going to play that track. It's Lettuce. She's doing a tribute to Frankie Beverly and Maze, but I thought I had another Frankie Beverly and Maze on my soundboard, and I'm looking for it, and I just can't seem to find it. I think my producer's been in there fooling. You've been fooling with my board? He's like, oh, Don, man, get it together. Anyway, I'm going to play this track by Maxwell, Fistful of Tears. And again, I want you to concentrate on the words you use before you use them. And also think about what you're saying to somebody else. Emotions are very important. So don't use words if you don't mean them. While the track was playing, and I didn't understand a darn thing. Maxwell said. I said, man, I don't know about that. I don't know what made me pick that song. I like Maxwell, but I was like, what? You know how you get that feeling that you say, what? Oh, man. Maxwell, I don't know about you. I was a good song, but I didn't understand nothing he was saying. Something about fistful of tears and baby, let's get it together. We'll fight the world. I don't know. I don't even know what made me pick that track, but I like Maxwell. But anyway, let's speed it up for a minute because, man, I got to drink some tea after that one. I was like, what was Maxwell talking about? Anyway, hey, listen, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. And I swear I've been drinking too much tea tonight, man. That's funny. 347-633-9376 is the number to call in and listen to the show. And we are talking about words, how we use them. And I want you to think about the words you use for your sweetie beady or your honey bunny or whatever she is. But anyway, this next track is for words. And I love these girls. And I got to play that after Maxwell because, like I said, I didn't understand nothing he was saying. Man, We were still cracking on that Maxwell track. That's the best of my love. And we're talking about words, how we use them. The dictionary says a single, distinct, meaningful element of speech or writing. For without words, we would have no means of communication between one another. You can't express your true love. Listen, guys, you can't express your true love and desire without words. So don't play that Maxwell track if you're trying to talk to her. But, man, that was deep. And I want you to think about that because, like I said, a lot of times we say words that we can't take back. They just don't come back because we put them out there. And now we got to spend almost a lifetime apologizing. So what we're talking about tonight is just be careful. Or there's an old saying, choose your words carefully, for they may be your last. And that's a good way to look at life. You know, just take your time, calm down, and just think about the words that you want to say. Now, every week we play some different tracks that go along with what we're talking about. We're going to play this track that I like, and I, like I said, sometimes I usually pick really, really, really good tracks. But anyway, I think I've been drinking just too much tea tonight. I just have no idea. But anyway, let me play this track by Karen White. I want you to think about the words that you said to your man, to your woman, when you first met him. Now, we're not talking about after y'all got together and later on. We're talking about when you first saw him, you first got together. You just knew he knocked your socks off, especially some of you ladies out there. I know some of them guys just knocked your socks off. How old is that saying, knock your socks off? Anyway, let me play this track by Karen White, Can I Stay With You? And it's the first track from when she meets the guy. Then we're going to play the track after they kind of been together. But anyway, here's Karen White, Can I Stay With You? And she's telling this guy, she's using the words that she feels in her heart to explain how she feels about him. And man, whew, what if I could, yeah, I think I did have somebody that told me some words like that one. They were pretty, pretty, pretty nice. You talk about a song. She said the first time they did what they had to do. Amen. She was hooked. She said, I like that song. I'm going to play that song at the end of my show. Somebody got to tell me something like that, man. That was, she said, hey, she ain't never felt like that before. She said she heard about it. But, man, she said, can I stay with the rest of my life? Now, there's some words there, man. That's a powerful word. And, you know, the thing is, I mean, Karen White can sing. It was like, man, that whole song just filled up the studio. Ooh, man, that would be a heck of a song to slow dance on, wouldn't it? Valentine's Day, I better get that song in my mail, in my box. Ooh, I like that. That was just too tough. My maid could probably sing that. I love you, Mr. McClure. Can I stay? You listen to the Don S. McClure Show, and I made up for that Maxwell track with that one. That was a heck of a track. Now, you know what? That's when she met him. They were really into love and stuff like that. It was a great relationship. And remember, I'm talking about words, how we use them. Well, now they've been together for a while, and he doesn't communicate as well. So when Karen cut the tracks, she did another track to tell him, listen, you're going to have to straighten this stuff out because it's not like it was before. So I want you to keep that, can I stay with you, in mind. The theme for tonight is words. And listen to this next track by Karen White. Then when we come back after that, we're going to play a quick PSA. And we got some more great music for you. But they were so in love. Karen gave him the proclamation, emancipation, the whole thing about being with him. Man. And then all of a sudden, he just started acting all funny. You know, don't you hate it when people act all funny with you? I know I do. My producer over there like, nah, would you play dirt song?
Breakfast at your table.
talking about some words, man. And she didn't say she was leaving him. She just said, hey, you're not talking to me no more. We're not getting along right now or something going on. She even ran home from her job, jumped in the shower, just so she could be there for him, making his dinner and everything else. And he said, hey, he wasn't hungry. I'd have threw that plate at him. Oh, man, I'd have threw that plate. Said, hey, you better eat something. Man, that's deep. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. We are talking about how we use them. And again, it's in the communication mode. I think one of the most important things you can do is find out exactly what it is you want to say before you say it. I think that's so vital that is truly, really important. And so I want you to think about that. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on Friday. It is the 19th, and I am having a ball. And we've got to take a quick PSA, and when we come back, we'll be ready to play some more great music that is related to our theme called Words. So let me take this quick PSA, and then we'll be right back with our exciting show. It is 7:48.
To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written. In this amazing new drama, Joey is the brilliant and fascinating underworld figure every prosecutor, law official, politician, and other rising crime figure love to hate. It's up to him to keep his friend and his friend's family safe and uninvolved in this plan that he knows will destroy everything the loving couple have worked so hard to build.
We try to hide our truths about our mental and substance use disorders from the world, and sometimes from ourselves. Saying I'm fine is a facade. By facing our problems, recovery begins, and we are empowered to speak our truth. Join the Voices for Recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don McClure Show, Don S. McClure, on a Friday. And I mean, I am enjoying myself, and I hope I'm enjoying my audience. Well, I hope you're enjoying my show as well. I mean, it's really great to be coming toward the end of the year. And next week, yes, I got a Christmas special that I'm going to play 2 hours worth of Christmas music. So you can tune in while you're doing your Christmas tree, or while you're drinking some eggnog with some rum in it, or while you're just enjoying a cozy fire like Nat King Cole used to say. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Hey, I think I'm even going to sing next week. I got a track I got to play by India Martinez called Luna Nueva. Or Nueva. And actually, I had to look up the words to that because it's a nice Latin track. And, of course, we have a big Latin audience. Well, Jennifer Jessica Martinez Fernandez, better known as India, was born in Cordova. And she was born on October 13th, 1985. The track that I'm playing, the title is Luna, which is New Moon. And the first words in the song are From Tears to Shore, Wondering, crying, your light, my darkness, and love in the air, storms, jasmine, running through my veins, aromas of chance, the fate, poisoning. Man, it's kind of deep. But I like this girl, and a lot of times I hear this track when I'm at the Latin club. So we're talking about words, how we use them, and yes, we do want you to learn Spanish and other foreign languages, but everybody sings, words are, and music. It's the language of love. And she's Luna Nueva, N-U-E-V-A, is about the moon.
Oh,
you know what? That's my girl. And a lot of times, again, no matter what the words are, you got to think about how you use them. And so before you have an argument, before you say something, even with the words passionate, if you're going to tell somebody you love them, really mean it and say it so that they believe you. That's a good thing. But the thing about words is it's so important how you express them, whether you're in a boardroom meeting or whether you're on the street saying hello to somebody. Words are so very important. So I want you to think about that, how we use them. We got a track that we're going to play by my girl, Lena, and her words in this song are dynamic. I've also told you that we're going to use this track in the play and hopefully the movie for my book, To Have a Friend. And this is one of the theme songs that is going to be on my new CD coming out the end of January. So this track's going to be on there and all the tracks that go along with the books that I've written. So I'm the first author in America to have a soundtrack CD to my books. So that's amazing. Yay! I got to clap for that. Yay! But anyway, let me play Lena. Because seriously, that CD is coming out at the end of January, and I'm the first author in America to have a soundtrack CD to my books. And not the audio books, just the print books. So that's amazing. This is my girl Lena, I'm Not the Enemy. And I definitely want you ladies to listen to this one because she's telling them, listen, you don't have to argue with me. I'm not trying to hurt you. I am not your enemy.
No.
Now, that's the soundtrack that I wanted a young lady to be singing to Joey Fernandez in my book, To Have a Friend, which, yes, next year is going to be a play. And like I said, I'm going to have a CD out with the songs that are dedicated to my book and also the soundtracks for the intros. So that's an amazing project that I'm excited about, and I know people are going to want to get the CDs because it's some great music. So those are the types of things that you do when you're an author and you really want to get your point across about having that point of sale, that point of interest, and expanding on your imagination, or what I call to some authors, stretching your imagination. We're talking about words, how we use them. And again, you find a lot of words in songs that they're trying to get you a message. You find a lot of words being used in books where they're trying to get you a message. And so I want you to open your mind and think about how you use words, whether you're typing them on Facebook, putting them on Twitter, whether you're writing them in a book. Think about them and make sure that they have value before you use them. It is 8:02. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on the 19th. My number to call in is 347-633-9376. That's our New York studio number. So again, the studio's doing pretty well. We're growing. And I got to say Merry Christmas because my show comes on next Friday after Christmas. So of course I got to say Merry Christmas to everybody. And this is such a great, great audience. My goal was to raise or to get 25,000 listeners, and we have surpassed that by 2,000, going in almost into 3,000 more than what we want. So that's a blessing in itself. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and my shout out to my best friend in Memphis, Lieutenant Higgins, and I'm working on a book for him. So that's going to be a good thing. And to a shout out to my best friend, Tony Stevens. He's in Chicago, and he's got a new group called Mind Influence Attitude, Inc., and I'm on the board. So those are the good things. I'm going to play a track by Kylie, and its last name is M-I-N-O-G-U-E. I think it's Minogue. So again, she's saying, kiss me once. She'll really like you. Kiss me twice, and she'll be in love. And I could only understand a little bit of the words in the song, but it was a great song. It's on our new artist track because we have a new artist that we play all the time, but it's Kylie, K-Y-L-I-E, and it's Kiss Me Once, You'll Really Like Me, and Kiss Me Twice, and You Ain't Going Nowhere. That's a good kissing there, boy.
We'll win a war. We'll be under a star. You feel me? There's a look in your eyes. Something's up tonight. I can see it.
Oh,
She said, if he kisses her once, he gonna want some more. And if he kisses her twice, he gonna be in love. Man, she can, Kylie can kiss. Oh, man, I know I like to kiss, but Kylie can kiss, man. That's deep. Well, that's featuring one of our new artists tonight. Oh, man. Kiss Me Once is the name of the CD, and the picture is gorgeous. It's like behind a window pane with water on it, and she's got these beautiful red lips pressed against the window pane, and it's Kiss Me Once. So, man, he in trouble. I do know that. So she say they're going to be together. That's by Kylie. Kiss Me Once. You know, the main thing I keep saying, we're talking about words and how you express them. That's the most important thing in your life. So try not to get angry with people and say words you don't mean, because that's important, because then you got to try to take them back. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show on a Friday. It is the 19th. The number to listen in on is 347-633-9376. And my producer's holding a sign up telling me that my numbers are going up through the roof. I say, man, that is pretty nice. I guess everybody just has to kiss me on my cheek, kiss me once. Huh? I got a track I'm going to play by Diana Krall, and Why Should I Care? And listen to the words in this. And what I like about Diana Krall, you can definitely understand exactly all the words she's saying. She's from that jazz genre. So make sure you listen to this track, Why Should I Care? It's beautiful. And it is 8:09, and I really like this track. I think I'm going to sit back and meditate. I've got a glass of hot apple cider with a little wine in it, and I'm going to relax and enjoy Diana Krall. Matter of fact, somebody asked me, do I ever relax? And I'm going to tell them, play this song, and I will relax right on your couch watching TV.
Was there something more I could have done? Or was I not meant to be the one? Where's the life I thought we would share? And should I care? And will someone else get more of you? Will she go to sleep more sure of you? Will she wake up knowing you're still there? Why should I care? There's always one to turn and walk away, and one who just wants to stay. But who said that love is always fair? And why should while a promise still hangs in the air. Why should I care? Why should I care?
To go get some rum, raisin, ice cream. I was sitting back looking all teary-eyed. Man, oh, man. I was about to cry on that song. I had my ice cream. I was eating my ice cream, dreaming. And that was a beautiful song. Oh, man. I don't know if I can play that too many times. But you know what? When I first got that song, it was produced on a movie, Clint Eastwood. And I knew I liked Diana Krall. I mean, I liked a lot of things that she did. So that was one of them beautiful songs. I had my ice cream, glass of cognac sitting next to me. I don't know why I'm telling a story about the cognac, but I did have my ice cream. And I was sitting there all melancholy. Oh, I was just, and it's not a blues song. It's one of them, like we're talking about, words. And she was saying, so why should I care? She left him alone in the dark, though. I know that. Man, he must have been thinking pretty heavy. You listen to the Donis McClure Show, and it's a Friday, and I got to wipe these tears out of my eyes, and why should I care? And I got to wake up. So we're talking about words, how we use them, the single, distinct, meaningful element of speech or writing. It is the only, the most single, distinct meaning element of writing and speech. That's kind of deep. The dictionary said that. I didn't write that one this week. Let me get you guys back up and running because that song just had me crying in my ice cream. So we got to shake up and wake up. And this song, he's talking about words because he wants to know his neighbors told him she was going to leave him. Man, I know he used some words in that one. He probably beat on their doors and say, you better wake me up.
All through this song and sleepless night, I hear my neighbors talking.
Get on the
pain that out of my life through another's arms. You'll soon be walking.
Yeah.
know, that's pretty bad that he lives next door to his neighbors and he can hear them talking about she gonna leave you. Oh man, can you imagine getting a Dear John from your neighbors whispering? He must got some thin walls, man. That's deep. Somebody shake me, wake me. That's the words there. But he said he heard it through the walls. She was gonna leave him. I said, man, that's kind of deep. I wonder if they live together, because she must not have been there. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am Don S. McClure, the one and only. It is 8:18, and I'm playing some tracks tonight that I'm wondering, man, when we wrote these, what words were we thinking of? Man, that's kind of deep. Shake me, awake me. I said, man, let me get this other track by Lettucey called Happy Feeling. Man, that was too deep. He heard the news through his wall from his neighbor. I say, man, I'd have told my neighbor, mind your own business.
Seen the light.
Happy feeling. And I know that guy couldn't have felt happy after hearing it. His neighbors knew that she was walking out on him and he was in bed sleep. That's how thin his walls was. Oh man, a Dear John letter from your neighbors through your wall. That's too deep for me. My producer said, "Nah, don't talk about the man." I said, "I'm just telling you what the song said." It is 8:24. And man, I've played some tracks tonight, ladies and gentlemen. It's really, really good. And I like that. I got a track I'm going to play. I guess I'm going to play it. I don't know. I got 5 more to the show. And it's probably my last track for the night. So I don't know what to tell you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just tripping out tonight. Tonight is just strange. But we're talking about words, how we use them, and think about the words. But without words, we would have no means of communication between one another. And don't tell your neighbors that you're going to quit your boyfriend. And don't tell your neighbors you're going to quit your girlfriend. You know, don't do that. Don't let everybody know but them. Man, that's deep. That's some bad words right there. But anyway, listen, I got to get ready to go. It's 8:25. I'm going to play my last song. I'm eating some rum raisin ice cream. And I am just meditating on this thought for tonight, called words, how we use them. And I'm going to say it for the last time. There's an old saying, choose your words carefully, for they may be your last. And I like that girl when she said, hey, kiss me once, you'll like me, kiss me twice, you ain't going nowhere. That's pretty good. I told you I'm going to play this track by my girl, Karen White, and I'm going to slow dance with my mop. And I put a yellow wig on my mop last week. And I had a good time dancing with my mop, slow dancing. But I'm going to dance with my girl. I mean, man, I think my maid just knocked on the door. I think we're going out. But anyway, I'm going to play this track. Can I stay with you? Because I want to end it on a good note. Because, man, that man got dumped. And I don't want to think about that too much. And I'll eat this ice cream. So enjoy your weekend. Enjoy yourself. Be safe out there. And I'm going to play this last track. And after it ends, I'll be off the air. I'll see you next Friday, though, because I'm doing a Christmas show. 2 hours of Christmas music. And it's going to be a blast. I'm looking forward to it. Have a good weekend and talk to you next Friday.
The shaking feels so nice. Well, I don't know.
I got to go. Have a great weekend. And, man, I like that girl there. She say she ain't never met a man like that. Enjoy your weekend. And I'm telling you, I had a ball tonight, man. It is 8:29. We're out of here, and I'm playing Karen White. I like the words in that song. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. Whatever you want, whenever you need it.
For the rest of the